KWCO FM HD1 Chickasha. It's time for news.
Fair and 48. Good morning. George Plummer in with Cool 105.5 News today, Friday, April 27th. News sponsored by DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning, Ferguson Funeral Home, and the First National Bank and Trust. It's going to be a beautiful day today. Sunshine in 72. Really nice weekend, too, with sunshine and highs around 80 both Saturday and Sunday. One man behind bars after a drive-by shooting in a Chickasha neighborhood. It's an odd story, too. We'll have it coming up in today's Cool News.
Red buds are blooming. The grass is turning green. It's a beautiful time of the year for some. For others with allergies, not so much. DeHart Air Conditioning can't stop your allergies, but they can give a little relief by containing the allergens in your home. Schedule an inspection of your current system and learn how the trained professionals at DeHart can help your comfort system help you be healthier this allergy season. DeHart Air Conditioning, 224-0184.
Every person's life is a story. And those stories are meant to be shared with loved ones. Funerals are a vital part of how our stories can have an impact long into the future. For over 20 years, Ferguson Funeral Home has been helping families to personalize the memorials to celebrate and remember the lives of those gone before us. Pre-planning a funeral can be the best gift you can give your family. Call 224-1344 for an appointment so we can help you tell your story.
A suspect behind bars in connection with a drive-by shooting in a Chickasha neighborhood, a story that has a strange twist. Police were called to the area of 6th and Washington about midnight Thursday to report a report of shots fired. Officers quickly had a suspect in custody, nobody injured. A home in the area did have a number of bullet holes in the front door, window, and wall. Fortunately, the people that lived in the home were not there at the time. Sean Bottoms lives right next door, however. He tells Cool News that it was his home that was actually the intended target of the suspect. Bottoms said a relative that lives with him received some threatening text messages from the suspect minutes before the shooting.
They arrested him and said that they caught him with a gun. And I don't know if he had a driver or what, but what had happened was he drove by and shot over the car at the house, which he got the wrong house.
Bottom says his relative owed the suspect $20 and believes that was the motive for the shooting. In custody is 21-year-old Derek Anthony Newsom. He's being held in the Grady County Jail on complaints of reckless conduct with a firearm, being a felon with a weapon, and using a vehicle to facilitate the use of a firearm. Newsom was on probation under conviction of assault on a police officer from 2016. Formal charges could be filed against Newsom today. One person has died, one critically injured when a motorcycle and SUV collide in Minco. 18-year-old Tatum Horn of Tuttle died in a crash that happened about 8:30 last night. She was a passenger on a motorcycle driven by 20-year-old Christian Boatman of Moore. Boatman airlifted to an Oklahoma City hospital. He's battling head, trunk, and internal injuries, neither wearing their helmets. The driver of the SUV, 59-year-old Alvaro Acosta of Kansas, not hurt. The Highway Patrol says the accident's still under investigation. Chickasha City officials hoping a sinkhole discovered on a Chickasha street won't lead to a big repair bill. The small sinkhole opened up at the 300 block of South 9th Street yesterday morning. Reports that a Waste Connection sanitation truck was briefly stuck in that hole. It measures about 1 by 3 feet on the surface. It's about 2 feet deep. City workers say there's a 36-inch storm drain underneath the street that might have collapsed in that area. City crews will start digging up the street this morning to find out exactly how much of the line has collapsed. Traffic will be down to one lane in that neighborhood. While they do that, that is on 9th Street between Iowa and Colorado Avenues. Cool News Time, 7:05. More news coming right up.
One bank. One local bank. One crazy, mad about you community bank. That's First National. If you're involved in the community served by First National Bank, you know us. Our people live to serve. We're in the chamber. We're active in local churches. You meet us at the stock shows, arts festivals, parades, and charity events that bring our community to life. So if you're looking for a bank that cares about the community as much as you do, there's only one bank. One local bank. First National Bank and Trust Company. 11 locations to serve you. you. Member FDIC.
The Chickasha City Council approves the sale of a city-owned home in a special meeting of the Chickasha Municipal Authority, which is a division of the council. The panel approved a $100,000 bid on the property at 1621 Park Avenue. The approval followed a 15-minute closed-door session of the Municipal Authority. Every Friday, we spotlight individuals who deserve recognition for their efforts in the Chickasha School District. Our Dennis Lynham tells us about this week's honorees.
Our Chickasha School's Academic Persons of the Week are the entire support staff over at Grand Elementary. The Grand support staff are the glue that holds the elementary together. Principal Cindy Stone says the support staff...
During the teacher walkout, they were supportive, came to work. They're always very flexible in order to meet student needs, from our secretaries in the office all the way to our paras who assist all of our students in classrooms and with their studies, our custodians who help take care of keeping our buildings nice and clean, and we appreciate each and every one of them. They go above and beyond.
The Grand PTO awarded the support personnel gift cards, so if you see them today, thank them for their service. And being selected as Chickasha's Academic Persons of the Week.
Thanks a lot, Dennis. You'll be able to see some photographs on our Facebook page and our website. Checking energy prices, crude oil on the New York Mercantile Exchange up to $68.19 a barrel, London-based Brent crude climbing to $74.74, natural gas up too yesterday to $2.80 per million BTUs, gold at $1,318, and silver $16.55. Obituaries today include Anita Chancellor of Tuttle. A memorial service will be at 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon at the Kenneth and Julie Chancellor home in Tuttle. Arrangements are with Sevier Funeral Home. Funeral for 76-year-old Ralph Henderson Jr. of Chickasha, 10:30 Monday morning at Ferguson Funeral Home. He was a U.S. Navy veteran. And a funeral for 89-year-old Charlene Moon of Chickasha, 1 o'clock Monday afternoon at Central Assembly of God Church. Arrangements with Sevier Funeral Home. Our weather forecast, a nice day today with sunshine, high about 72. Right now, fair 48 downtown Chickasha. Get the temperature whenever you want. Call our time and temp line, 222-2233. 8 minutes after 7 o'clock, Cool 105.5 Sports, next.
Airvana is defined as the ultimate level of comfort you'll achieve with the presence of a new Lennox home comfort system. And now when you buy a new Lennox system at DeHart Air Conditioning, you can choose between up to $1,700 in rebates or up to 72 months interest-free financing. Airvana is just another way we make you feel better. So call DeHart Air Conditioning at 405-224-0184 or visit us at DeHartAC.com.
In sports, the baseball season over for the Chickasha Fighting Chicks. They lost back-to-back games in their bi-district tournament at Elgin against Elgin yesterday. Scores were 15-2 and 6-0. The Chicks end the year with a record of 9-23 under first-year coach Paul L. Curry. Elgin improves to 22-12. They'll advance to the 4A regional at Clinton next week. And Anadarko's baseball season also closes with consecutive losses in their bi-district tournament at Paul's Valley yesterday. Scores were 10-3 and 6-3. The Warriors finished with a record of 6-18, one of those wins against Chickasha. Fighting Chick soccer team on the road in the first round of the 4A soccer playoffs tonight. They'll play Bethany in what looks to be a competitive match. The teams did meet once in the regular season. Bethany scored a 2-1 win last month. The Chicks are 9-5. Bethany is 10-5. The teams will play at Southern Nazarene University in a 7 o'clock contest this evening. And there's a 4A girls soccer playoff game in Chickasha tonight at USAO. Elgin will play Bethany in a 6 o'clock game at McLaughlin Field. Elgin girls 11-3 on the year. Bethany 6-6. Amber Pocasset, Fort Cobb Broxton, and Fletcher baseball teams all advancing to their respective regional championship games with a couple of victories yesterday. Each need just one more win to advance to the Class A state tournament next week. Ampo defeated Empire and Rattan yesterday. Fort Cobb Broxton defeated Okarchee and Pioneer Pleasant Vale. And Fletcher down Sterling and Navajo. USAO's Drover baseball team scoring an easy 22-4 win at Bay Cohen College in Muskogee yesterday. The 8th-ranked Drovers pick up their 39th win of the year, and it puts the Drovers in first place in the Sooner Athletic Conference by a half game over Oklahoma City University. The Drovers have 2 games remaining in the regular season, while the 5th-ranked Stars have 3 road games at Panhandle State. USAO will host Bay Cohen at a doubleheader at Bill Smith Ballpark tomorrow starting at 1 o'clock. The 3rd-ranked USAO softball team traveling to Bethany today for their final regular season games of the year. The Drovers play Southwestern Christian in a doubleheader that starts at 3 o'clock. USAO has already clinched 2nd place in the conference and will host one of the 4 team brackets for the upcoming Sooner Athletic Conference tournament. Oklahoma City University clinched the regular season conference title with a doubleheader sweep over Central Christian yesterday. Oklahoma City Thunder back in action tonight at Utah. Another must-win game for the Thunder if they want their season to continue. It's the first round of the Western Conference NBA Finals, NBA playoffs, and the Jazz lead the series 3-2. Thunder win tonight. They'll host a 7th and deciding game on Sunday. Game time tonight, by the way, 9:30. And the Oklahoma City Dodgers scored a 4-2 win over Iowa last night at the Bricktown Ballpark. That's a series that's going to continue through the weekend. Games at 7:05 tonight and tomorrow night, and at 2:05 Sunday afternoon. Our cool news, weather, and sports this morning brought to you by DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning, First National Bank and Trust, and Ferguson Funeral Home.